ends our partnership Bible verse for the year. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. God of mission, who alone brings growth to your church, send your churches, including Mercy Church, grow in numbers, in spiritual commitment to you, and in service to our Swindon community, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for your welcome, Helen. God bless you here at Emmanuel. God bless our partnership. Particularly, God bless the dwelling place, which is the outreach offering prayer in the Old Town Festival at 12 o'clock today. This is the culmination of thy kingdom come. 11 days of earnest prayer from Ascension Day to Pentecost, that five people in our orbit might experience God's love and be transformed. There was a remarkable evening praying for Swindon with 200 or 300 people present on Friday night, and a wonderful sense of the Holy Spirit coming in worship and prayer. Some of you have been using the prayer journal and the material on the Lord's Prayer. The final piece today is written by Jonathan Bryan, author of I Can Write, founder of Teach Us Too. Jonathan died peacefully on Thursday at daybreak, aged 18 years old. He's a son of Christopher Bryan, our Archdeacon of Malmesbury. So his words for today are particularly poignant. I read out the words, and if you want to see the pictures that accompany these, this was on Songs of Praise a couple of weeks or so ago, go to the Christchurch website. Jonathan writes this: Happy birthday to the church. The good news of Pentecost is that everyone is invited to the party. When the Holy Spirit came, people were gathered from all over the known world, both Jews and converts to Judaism. In other words, people who were born Gentiles, through enabling disciples to speak the different languages of the people there. The Holy Spirit was including those on the margins and propelling them as the first converts to following Jesus. Who is unlikely in your community? As a non-speaking disabled person, I know firsthand the beauty of being included in Jesus' church, and that God uses everyone to further his kingdom. The Holy Spirit speaks our language and then uses us to reach out and communicate God to others. At that first Pentecost, none of it happened in a vacuum. For the days previously, the disciples had been devoting themselves to prayer and waiting. Having been taught the Lord's Prayer by Jesus, this would surely have been the bedrock on which Pentecost was founded. The Holy Spirit fills us up and sends us out of the comfort and security of our metaphorical upper room and expands our horizons. Jonathan's question to all of us: where is the Holy Spirit prompting you to go? Maybe it is to an unlikely place, or to speak God to an unlikely person. In praying for your five today, ask God for opportunities to share God's love with them. Ask the Spirit of God to help you speak in ways that are just right for each person. God bless you, Jonathan. God bless your beloved family and friends in their heartache today. And may we know, as you trusted, the best is yet to come. Let's be quiet for a moment, receiving those words. So we join with countless people across the world praying, "Thy kingdom come," in these days leading up to this incredible Pentecost celebration. Remembering those first disciples in that upper room, praying 24/7 until the Holy Spirit came in overwhelming power to detonate their mission. We join here at Emmanuel with Christians around the world, echoing one of the oldest prayers of the worldwide church. Maranatha, come Lord, Veni Sancte Spiritus, come Holy Spirit. It's the presence of your Spirit, Lord, we need. For the moving of your Holy Spirit, Lord, we pray. Across our town, across our country, across your beloved world. Today, as we celebrate the birthday of the church, we get to swap anticipation for celebration. We stand for our first hymn, celebrating God's presence. Rejoice and sing 289. To God be the glory, great things he has done. We'll hear in a moment about the miracle of unity in diversity on the first Pentecost. After these words, please reply, "Thank you, Lord, that there is unity in diversity." Lord God, you called people to come from many different countries. Thank you, Lord, that there is unity in diversity. You call people who speak many different languages. Thank you, Lord, that there is unity in diversity. You call people with many different gifts. Thank you, Lord, that there is unity in diversity. Lord God, we come to meet with you today here at Emmanuel in our Old Town Partnership, all together in one place, embracing and celebrating our differences. Thank you, Lord, that there is unity in diversity. In the quietness, remember that we are work in progress. Go on and on being refilled with the Holy Spirit. We're exhorted in the book of Ephesians. O Lord, convert the world and begin with me. My attitudes, my thinking, my generosity spirit, my priorities. Revive us, sanctify us, unite us and fill us once again. I pray with your power. Forgive us this Pentecost Sunday our many sins and make us holy. Set our hearts on fire again with the good news of your amazing, life-transforming gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And may we know in our own hearts and minds and souls the assurance of God's love, the touch of his Holy Spirit, his applause, keep on going, keep the faith. Lord of every language under the sun, you understand our every word, but more than that, you read the thoughts of our hearts. You forgive us our sins, whoever we are, and whatever we may have done. Lord of every language under the sun, we rejoice in your forgiveness. Amen. This is the 10th anniversary of Thy Kingdom Come. Ecumenical movement of prayer across nearly 300 countries, in every continent. So many stories of God's Spirit coming in fresh ways, as it did in the civic offices on Tuesday with the mayor at Christchurch with the Good News for Swindon gathering on Friday night. The seeds to result in life-changing activity and action. Our theme on Friday was around young people and the quiet revival. The ethnic diversity of our town and the social needs, particularly around fostering and adoption. And this year, the theme has been the Lord's Prayer. Maybe you could imagine, as on Friday, Lord's Prayer being prayed in many languages across Christchurch, many languages across our town today. Whatever language comes easiest to you, as Jesus taught us, we're bold to say our family prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Welcome back, Jeff and Liz. God bless you, your family. The choir's anthem today is, you can follow in Sing Praise, number 90. Holy Spirit, gift bestower, breathe into our hearts today. Number 90, want to follow the words in Sing Praise. As we hear Acts 2 read for us now, let's imagine that we are right there. The Acts about the action of the Holy Spirit, but just how mixed up the disciples were. How would we have felt? And what would have changed because of what happens in Acts chapter 2?
Chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Today will be July the 6th, and I will be in Bristol Cathedral as Nitin Shindy, our new curate colleague, is ordained. Nitin's a social worker in the town. David will be in Birmingham Cathedral with the family as R. William, our fourth son, is ordained deacon to serve at Dorridge. We're visiting Dorridge to see him and Elise this coming week. Before Will and Nitin are ordained, a hymn like this will be sung, not just for those being baptized, confirmed, being ordained, but all of us here through baptism are FTCWs. We are full-time Christian workers. Very few have collars round their neck. But as you stand singing this now, imagine you're present there as Will and Nitin are ordained, but actually imagine that you are singing this for your vacation. Today is the first day, the rest of your life, whatever age we are, how will the Lord use us from this day forward? We stand to sing 433 in Rejoice and Sing, "O Thou Who Camest From Above, the pure celestial fire to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love on the mean altar of my heart." 433, Rejoice and Sing. Please stand. This is a glorious day, and the sun is shining. For I think coming up here today, we could almost have an open-air service on Pentecost Sunday. But as you're aware of the sun shining through the windows here at Emmanuel, as you hear Helen read for us from John chapter 14, in what ways is Jesus a window into God's love and God's gifts? God has a mystery for us. We are human beings, but praise God for the window of Jesus into his love and presence with us to help us here in Swindon. Thank you.
The gospel reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 8 to 17, and then 25 to 27. And you can find it on the page 105 of the New Testament section of your pew Bibles. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Sorry, I'm starting at the wrong place. I'll start at verse 8. Sorry. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you do ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray as we sit. This prayer is used each day at Lord's. People come in great need for God's grace, love, and healing. Many terminally ill or in need of God's comfort and assurance. O Lord, that I might see. O Lord, that I might hear. O Lord, that I might walk with you and my neighbour this day and every day. Amen. I love Pentecost at Christchurch. The church is covered in red. I got the red stole that I was given when I was ordained 38 years ago. Got the flames of the Spirit. You'll see that when we come to communion. Red, the Swindon Town Football Club's colour, Liverpool as well, so it's a great colour, red. But you may or may not be aware, we just published our third book at Christchurch. Mike Snow, Janet French, and Richard, The Glorious Glass. about how the stained glass windows in Christchurch tell a story of theology of God's presence in the world. We launched it with a community lecture 3 weeks ago, very well attended. So you may want to consider purchasing a copy of this, only £13. People are really loving this book. But a little story for you. A young man was apprenticed to a master artist who produced the most beautiful stained glass windows anywhere. The apprentice could not approach the master's genius, so he borrowed his master's tools, thinking that was the answer. After several weeks, the young man said to his teacher, "I'm not doing any better with your tools than I did with mine." Teacher replied, "So it's not the tools of the master you need, it's the spirit of the master you need." Do we know today, when we came to Emmanuel, it's the spirit of the master we need? To become expectant to receive a new gift, to be renewed. Beginning of the Bible, it is through the Holy Spirit that God carries out every aspect of his purposes. Through the Spirit, God is with each person and in each place throughout time and space. Through the Holy Spirit, God acts in the world. The more open we are, the more we receive, God longs to help us. How could we really expect to carry out a fraction of our God-given calling without God supplying the power to do it? God chooses instead to flood us with himself. If only we can pause enough to ask, have an instinct to depend on him. Let's put this in a wider context. In thy kingdom come. Today we celebrate the birth of this 2,000-year-old, 2 billion strong, messed up, blessed up, revolutionary movement of justice and love we call the church. She is not perfect. Many grave sins have been committed. The church is not a museum for saints. She is a hospital for sinners. Our hearts may often grieve, yet still praise God. God believes in us, he loves us, to come to help us, to empower us. Still, the Church of Jesus Christ remains the greatest agency of human blessing the world has ever known, starting schools and hospitals, feeding the hungry, caring for the poor, inspiring the greatest art the world has ever known, healing broken families, redeeming cultures, reconciling warring tribes, establishing the epistemological foundations for scientific innovation and human flourishing, shaping entire civilizations, and above all, as it did on that first 24/7 prayer in Jerusalem, the stunning good news of salvation in and through Jesus Christ, the response of the crowds as they hear the Spirit-empowered followers of Jesus bursting out onto streets of Jerusalem. And we pray, as you visit and encourage the dwelling place in Wood Street, the hundreds of people in the Our Town Fair, people coming to be asking for prayer and for support from the local churches across Old Town. They might be touched by his love. To remind ourselves of the context of the first Pentecost. Jerusalem was packed with pilgrims from all over the Jewish diaspora, each of their own language, gathered to celebrate Shavuot, the harvest festival. Exodus 23, verse 16. Here in this moment, the great harvest is beginning. The Holy Spirit propels the apostles out onto the streets to preach with courage, and 3,000 are baptized. Acts 2, verse 41. Wonder if you've read about the quiet revival. Bible Society down the road have done some research, very well thought of, been featured in many newspaper television programs. What God is doing, particularly in 16 to 30-year-old men. There has been ups of people wanting to buy Bibles, chaplains having many questions in schools and colleges. God is at work. And the question is, how might the church be aware of that silent revival? A little story for you. A friend of mine wrote an article, "Are We Praying for Revival?" And she quotes in 1904, the Welsh Revival. And two railway workers from London thought they had to get down to Merthyr Tydfil to find out the revival. And they arrived at Merthyr Tydfil on the train. And they said to the conductor on the station, "Where do we go for the revival?" And the man said, "It's right here, under the buttons." Under the buttons. That's where revival is starting and continuing. See, friends, the more open we are, the more we'll receive. God longs to help us. My message today, and this comes, I have to say, from a lot of reflection in recent weeks and months, challenges that we've faced up to. We want to be individuals or communities empowered by God's Spirit. Technique, nothing at all to do with it, but an attitude of dependence, of gratitude, trusting in God's presence in all things, in all circumstances. What might this feel like? Got some questions, but here are five critic examples where I've seen God's Spirit at work this week. On Tuesday, 30 church leaders went to the mayor's parlour, where our new mayor, Faye Howard, invited us to pray. And we had a very moving time. I am no singer, as Jeff knows, but I felt led to start singing unaccompanied a song. You're going to hear in a few moments' time. People joined in that. There were staff across the civic offices, some of other faiths, deeply moved by that. That was Tuesday. On the way back, I popped into Holyrood Catholic Church and to pray in silence with people adoring the Blessed Sacrament, the gift of people from Goa praying their socks off for revival. On Wednesday, one of the new people, Christchurch Alley, confirmed partnership 3 years ago, spoke about her vision for community, that a church might be outward looking. 24 people present, and you could touch the Spirit of God in that place. That afternoon, I'd had the funeral of a young man who had died tragically, a drugs overdose. And his husband just had 9 people present at the service. We went back afterwards. The presence of the Lord was so evident, conversation. He came back that following day, and more about the love he'd experienced in Christchurch. On Thursday at lunchtime, I was at the deanery school. Had a very difficult time in recent years, but just had a really exciting SIAMS report. We met the young people in one of the Christian groups, the head teacher of the deanery school and of Kingfisher Primary School, and prayed with them. Incredibly moving to do that at the heart of those schools, and how we can get that link growing between church and school and home. Friday night, we welcomed well over 200 people, 250 people, to this evening of praise and prayer, including our mayor. The mayor will be preaching at Christchurch on the last Sunday in June. Faye's vision is in her year, Swindon will see the churches, and the churches will see Swindon. Can I encourage you to look out, what is God doing in this amazing borough, and how can we join in? And just to end, yesterday took 25 people away for Spiritual Reflection Day. Bishop Bob Evans, who has been here in the past to preach at confirmations, led us in an incredibly moving day of being anointed and prayed for and blessed. Peter Leckhampton, where I was in December the 2nd for Owen Barraclough's funeral service. Just 5 or 6 illustrations, but you all have your own. I'd love to hear from you over coffee and refreshments. Where have you seen God at work? What has grabbed your attention in the media or in your reading or out and about? So come some questions as I come to conclude for today. What might this feel like to be filled again with the Holy Spirit? The illustration could be, if I say to my hand, pick up the glove, it can't do it. But if I put my hand into the whole glove and say, hand and glove, pick up my book, it can do it. Illustration is this: we are like the glove. The Holy Spirit is the helper. Can we ask the Holy Spirit to so fill us, every part of us, that we can be truly effective and fruitful in the Christian life? Questions to think about over the course of the next few days. I love your responses to these questions. How am I, or how are we, receiving from God before we give? Are we experiencing a balance between my and our effort and relying on God? Do we have the humility to know that it is God's work that matters and not mine or ours? Where am I? Are we stepping out into situations in which I and we need His Spirit? Are we prepared to give space to wait for God before acting? Are we open to being used by God for His purposes? Are we thirsty for His presence? Finally, are we able to trust God's love and goodness so much that we can surrender to His control? St. Bonaventure said this, dear friends: to whom does the Spirit come? He comes to the ones who love Him, who invite Him, who eagerly await Him. If I wake up on Monday morning and want to live that day to the full in the power of the Spirit, it will look like micro moments of pausing and depending on Him. Stories told of a young monk seeking advice from an older monk about his spiritual life. Abba, the young man said, as far as I can, I say my little office, I fast a little, I pray, I meditate, I live in peace, and as far as I can, I purify my thoughts. What else can I do? Then the old man stood up, stretched out his hands towards heaven. His fingers became like 10 lamps, and he said to him, if you will, you can become all flame, letting Jesus' light shine through. Pray God, Jesus' light will shine through Emmanuel, shine through us, our partnership. People catch this amazing light of love and faith and hope. Be transformed. Thy kingdom come here in Swindon as it is in heaven. Amen.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me and on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Break us, melt us, mold us, fill us, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us.
We offer to God our God-given lives, talents, money for others' benefit, and God's glory. We take our offering. Loving God, show yourself on earth as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Give us grace to walk the earth gently and to journey on together in peace and together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. All over the world, the Spirit of God is moving. Very conscious right now on this beautiful day, in this beautiful location. Those saying their prayers in Gaza, in Ukraine, in refugee camps. Pray for the Holy Angel to protect them. Amnesty's worked. For countless acts of loving human kindness be poured out across the world and in our own town. And we pray for all those who live and work here in Swindon. We pray for Heidi and Will, our MPs. God willing, come with me to the Parliamentary Prayer Breakfast, Westminster, 24th of June. We pray for our Mayor, Faye Howard. So moving as she shared her Christian testimony on her mayor making. And for some 17 years, Faye and Ian opened their home to something 25 refugees, asylum seekers. Faye and Ian walk the talk. So when she talked about her vision that Swindon would see the church would see Swindon, they respect her integrity and her faith. So we pray for Faye's charity, for the Harbour Project, for the countless examples of being guests. Pray for Tom, Chief Executive, and each helper. All it means to be a city of sanctuary. And we pray for the Old Town Festival, for all those who live and work in our town. We pray for those on the Dwelling Place right now, as they prepare to pray and to welcome people who come up for support, friendship, and for God's strength and presence. Thank you for those confirmed here recently and in recent years for their passion for discipleship, for living in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we pray for your transforming work. Pray for you, Anne, as chair of our partnership, for Andrew as our secretary, for God's blessing on our messy church, and particularly plans for the partnership holiday club. Summarizing our partnership holiday club prayer, may each child grow in faith, knowing they're loved and valued by you. And we thank you for the amazing team volunteers who will come to this church last week in July. Not too late to join them. We pray for Ali and for Ali as they coordinate this. Pray for all aspects of health and safety and safeguarding. Above all, your Holy Spirit to fill this place in these preparation days, meetings happening today, coming days. And we pray for more and more grace on the sites of Emmanuel, St. Mary's, Bath Road, and Christchurch. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We pray for Robert's ministry here. Thank God for may he know your healing grace in his challenges. Thank you for the joy which shines through him, through human suffering, all of his friendship. Pray that these last months before his retirement next year may be his most fruitful months. May he know your strength and grace. We pray for Will and Nitin and others being ordained deacon at Birmingham and Bristol cathedrals. Pray for growth vocation in our midst for those who came to the refreshment day at Leckhampton yesterday for Bishop Bob's ministry. And particularly, can I bring before you this prayer need? This first day, I've got a card for you afterwards. Who cares? There are 655 children in Swindon, desperate need of foster parents. I was invited to a faith leaders gathering last year. Just 3 people attended. But this first day at Gateway Church, next Bible Society, at 7:30, there is a vision event. Come to come along to that to hear about the support offered to foster parents. And it's our earnest desire as churches that we can, once save the bar a £1,000 of money, but enable these precious children to stay where they want to in their town of Swindon. What happens is many have to go many miles from here to Birmingham and London to find foster carers. So I pray for that gathering on first day. Might be those in our church today who come along to hear the vision because they possibly be involved. Some of the best foster parents are into their 80s, often single parents, but have a passion for love, listening, and strength. Moment of quiet for your own prayer. We're praying today for Swindon Street pastors, for Youth for Christ's work. Victims of injustice, hatred, human rights violations. For our partners at Highworth URC. And we pray for Mary Davis' family, preparing for her funeral at Christchurch, 20th of June. For Jonathan Bryan, for Dick Bradshaw, others we're remembering. For God's grace for those in our hospital and visiting to take communion to Junior and Sybil, whose baby Asher was born many weeks premature, but praise God is making progress. May they know your healing and your grace today. And we ask finally for ourselves, Lord, that you help us to answer the questions in the sermon. To receive the fresh touch of your Holy Spirit, we offer to God our own working context, our homes, our neighbours. Maybe five people we can think of right now might encounter God's love and grace for our witness, for our words and our actions. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Amen. We stand to sing those words. Number 45 in Emmanuel Worship Book, 45. Over the world, the Spirit is moving in Holy Communion service and worship right now. Holy Spirit sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love. Renew the face of the earth and meet with us in bread and wine. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear friends, this table does not belong to any denomination, church, or community. It belongs to Jesus. It was a table that Jesus met people, heard their stories, and shared his. It was at table that Jesus deepened his friendship with poor folk, prostitutes, the business class, and the puzzled bystanders. It was at table that he shared profound insights into who God is and what God wants. And it was at table with bread and wine that Jesus initiated the sacrament we now celebrate. So come, friends, to this table on this glorious Pentecost Sunday. Leave behind any baggage of fears, regrets, not being good enough, or unworthiness. Do not think this is not for me. Think rather of Jesus saying, I am with you. Go on and on, being refilled by my Holy Spirit, and accept this invitation to be the friend Jesus cherishes and longs to feed. Long before this building was erected, in open spaces and hard places, people heard of how on the night of Jesus' arrest, and aware of what lay ahead of him, Jesus sat at supper with his friends. During the meal, Jesus took a piece of bread, blessed it and broke it, and said to his disciples, "This is my body, given for you." Later in the meal, Jesus took the cup, saying, "In this cup is the new relationship with God, made possible because of my death. Drink it, all of you." Jesus said he would not drink of the cup until he did so in the coming kingdom of God. So here we take this bread and this cup, offering them to God for blessing, so that through them the goodness of God may bless, enrich, and enlighten us and our town of Swindon.
Thank you.
Jesus died for us and wants to help us. Amen. Jesus lives in each one of us. To Jesus be all the praise and all the glory. Amen. The child. Prayer, HIV/AIDS, orphan aged 8 years old. O Lord, help me understand that nothing will come my way which you and me together can't handle. We pray for the children of our town, those who come to Mercy Church, we meet in our schools, work in Sunday clubs, pray God in the holiday club. We would learn from them and be blessed by them. O brother Jesus, we have been guests at your table. Come with us wherever we go, and be present in all we share. Summon out in us whom you have fed, generosity of spirit, to ensure that all the hungry are nourished, and earth's barren places are fertile with hope, faith and love. Amen. This is Jonathan's book. He signed for me when he came to present this literature festival a few years ago. Jonathan had locked-in syndrome till he was 8 years old, and his passion, as he began to able to write through his eyelashes, was that rather than be stuck in front of screens, as happened in our country then, every child had opportunity to read and to communicate in ways right for them. The book is called I Can Write, EYE, a memoir of a child's silent soul emerging. Jonathan was confirmed Marsbury Abbey when he was 13 years old. And in his book, Before Our Last Hymn, his testimony is read out by his godfather. And it's called Living Life in All Its Fullness. With Jesus as my Saviour, companion and friend, I have lived my hours here with happiness in my spirit and contented calm in my soul. Knowing Jesus is with me, cradling me in pain, sheltering me from darkness and beckoning me forward, has given me the strength and serenity to look life in the eye and smile. Like the constancy of the second hand of a clock, Jesus inhabits the craver beats of my life. And as that beat slows, I look forward with exciting anticipation to the day I will see Jesus and live together with him in the garden forever. In the meantime, I cleave to Jesus, my faith and my life. Jonathan rests in peace. May he rise in glory. Now test me up to date of God's grace, of God's Spirit filling us and radiating through us like fire, catching other people in the glorious glow of Jesus' presence. So we stand to sing our last hymn in Emmanuel Worship Book number 49, have a gospel to proclaim, good news for all. 49.
We have a gospel to proclaim, good news for all throughout the earth. We sing His glory.
Because of your Holy Spirit, Lord, we need. May your Holy Spirit, Lord, we pray. The Spirit of truth leads you, friends, into all truth. Give you grace, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and strengthen you, proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you, on God's beloved world, our country, our town, all those who we love, pray for, serve, and remember this Pentecost Sunday and always. Amen. Let's go in peace to love and serve the risen, ascended Lord. Thanks be to God. When the worship ends, the service begins. When the worship ends, the workout begins. You're moving chairs afterwards. God bless you. Thank you.